from the museum crossroads to the Old Theatre.
We're standing at the crossroads between Kavalierstraße and Askanische Straße, in front of the Leopold Memorial Foundation, which today houses the Museum for Natural History and Prehistory. We've now arrived in the city centre. If we look around us here, we can get a good impression of the various facets of what it means for a city's development to be successful. In addition to historic buildings from the 18th century, such as the Leopold Memorial Foundation, the prefabricated buildings and the Dessau Center opened in 2009 dominate the picture here. Further down Askanische Straße, at August-Bebel-Platz, is where the Labour Office is located, designed by Walter Gropius.
Let's make our way towards the city park, down Kavalierstraße. In its day, Kavalierstraße was not only intended to link the most northerly part of the city with the Sandvorstadt to the south, it was also designed as a boulevard. From 1688, Prince Johann Georg II had a boulevard built here modelled on Unter den Linden in Berlin. His son, Prince Leopold I, nicknamed the Old Dessauer, built numerous palaces.
Today we'll meet some people who witnessed the city's more recent past. While we're walking, take a look at the blue-clad building on the left. Although at first glance this seems to hark back to the time before 1989, in reality this building has much more history to offer. At the beginning of the 20th century, the Zeek Shopping Centre was built here. A large extension was added to the building in the 1920s, which was destroyed during the war and privately reconstructed and operated. Subsequently, the trade organisation acquired the complex and continued to operate it as a department store known as H.O. Warenhaus. The blue cladding dates from the 1970s. However, the old facade dating from the 1920s has been preserved underneath.
But even after 1989, the city remained a hive of activity. The EBA Urban Redevelopment 2010 project is focusing on the appreciation of public and cultural life in the city. As part of the initiative, the city park is to be redesigned and the cultural institutions around the park are to be linked.
This includes the cultural centre of the Old Theatre, which is just up ahead on our side of the street. We'll stop for a moment on the small square in front of it. On our way there, Günther Ziegler from the Office for Culture and Sport will tell us about the theatre.
Berufstheater gibt's in Dessau seit 1794. Als es erstmals zu einem Festengagement einer damals allerdings noch reisenden Theatergesellschaft gekommen ist.
Dessau has had a professional theatre since 1794, when a travelling theatre at that time first made a permanent commitment. This theatre was known as the Bossanisches Theater Company. The company was apparently so good that the prince, later the duke, offered them a fixed contract as the royal players and thus committed them to Dessau. And they continued to improve, so much so that the prince was obliged, in a positive sense, to construct a theatre for the company.
We've now reached Lilly Herking Platz, in front of the Altes Theater, or Old Theater.
The Altes Theater repeatedly fell victim to fire, and after the last fire in 1922, it was not reconstructed. In the 1930s, a second, considerably larger theater was built, the Anhaltisches Theater, close to the main train station. With over 1,000 seats, it is still the largest theatre in Saxony-Anhalt.
Today, the cultural centre of the same name stands as a monument to the Altes Theater. With its red balcony jutting out from the main building, the structure is overtly modern. It was opened in 2009 and serves as an additional venue to the Anhaltisches Theater. Up until a few years ago, a residential building stood in this spot. After it had been vacant for many years, it was torn down, and the area is now an open space from here until you reach the city park.
The city park on the other side of the street was created in the 1920s, but its current design goes back to the 60s and 70s. But it also has a very dark chapter in its history. In the year 2000, the Mozambican Alberto Adriano was murdered there by neo-Nazis. Ever since then, Dessau's Multicultural Center has organized an annual Day of Remembrance.
Given this, it's no surprise that the park was redesigned as part of IBA Urban Redevelopment 2010. It was opened and equipped with interactive lighting, the first of its kind in Germany. The lighting system reacts to movements in the park and is therefore intended to increase inner city security.
Let's turn around for a moment. Over there, you can see a large white group of buildings. This is the former AOK building. Built in the 1920s, according to the designs of the distinguished Dessau architect Kurt Elster, it was vacant for a long time, but has been reconstructed in recent years. Today, this historic building serves as a sports and educational center, which is run by the high school known as the Philanthropinum.
To finish our tour, we'll now visit the historic city center of Dessau. To do so, we'll turn into the street called Am Alten Theater here and continue the tour in front of the Marienkirche, opposite the statue of Prince Leopold I. Please be careful along the way. The traffic situation is often very confusing.